Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Bachelor Caius, and Germanicus, Michael Vlahos, is here with me, and we're debating events 2,000 years from now. We're in Londinium, safely distanced from Rome, which is having troubles again with the emperor. And 2,000 years from now, we know that Washington and Brussels and Paris, and now, Germanicus, you've seen that Rome's gotten involved, Mr. Draghi, to Moscow to arbitrate in some fashion. And Ukraine is the issue for us. And I quoted before the famous Hollywood movie Gladiator, when at the beginning, for those few of you who haven't seen it at least four times, Quintus, the assistant to Maximus, the general, looks at the German gang arrayed on the field up above them in the forest, realizing that they're going to be attacked by a sophisticated Roman artillery and archers and centurions, and they start cheering and yelling and screaming, and Quintus says, people should know when they are conquered. And Maximus says, would you, Quintus? Would I? Well, Germanicus, I say to you, people should know when they're conquered. Ukraine is conquered. It is not a whole nation. It is not adequate to the defense of Ukraine. It doesn't have the equipment necessary to fight a 21st century conflict, which doesn't last very long. To my knowledge, it has some knowledge of cyber warfare, but it doesn't have an air force of any substance. It doesn't have satellites that I've ever heard of. So I want to tell an anecdote before I come to you for an observation, a philosophical reflection. This is late in the Second War, tank country, across the River Weser in Germany, near a village called Mittelschuchtung. And near there was a cadet camp, SS cadet camp. And the SS cadet camp was rallied by its leadership to prepare an ambush for the British Army. This is the 21st Army Group under Montgomery. And this part is a breakoff of 30 Corps. They're called the Sherwood Rangers Yeomanry, National Guard unit that has been fighting since 1940. And they're coming down the road with a C squadron, 19 tanks arrayed across the field. And they see what's up ahead, a roadblock, and it's prepared for an ambush. They're going to stop. They're going to pull the trees back. They're going to demine. And these SS cadets, 16 and 7-year-olds, 17-year-olds are going to come out and use Panzerfaust, which was their javelin that period of time. Or maybe they have an 88. Well, the British, the yeomanry see this. They've been fighting this war for all across France and Belgium into Germany. So what do they do? The cadets are pointed to the west. They go around to the back and attack them from the east. It's a massacre. A massacre, Germanicus. And the British yeomanry are not pleased with it. They're 22 or 23 years old. They open up with their Brownings, and there's nobody left. That's what Ukraine looks like if it comes to that. And people should know when they are conquered, Germanicus.
Ukraine has had difficulty with that that mindset. Last put on an effective defense against both Russia and Poland under a Cossack leader, Bogdan Khmelnytsky. And that was in the late 16th, early 17th century. By the time we get to the later 18th century, Ukrainian Cossack hetmans have taken the knee and made arrangements with Catherine the Great and Russia. But even later on, although part of the Russian Empire for, 150 years and more, in 1920, they declared independence in no position to withstand the Red Army. And then they fought hard for their independence. In the 1920s, they were punished, and several million starved to death, thanks to Stalin. And then in World War II, they went wholeheartedly over to the Nazi side, joined the Wehrmacht. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fought for Germany in World War II. And then even when Germany was defeated, they fought the Russians for 5 years, until 1950. So you have people who don't get it, but they're to be admired in some ways for that. But here, the situation is no different. They are not in a position to resist a full Russian onslaught. But Putin doesn't want to lay down a full onslaught. The war with Russia might result, if it was pushed, to the reincorporation of Ukraine into a Russian Federation. But it would be a very Pyrrhic victory, and Putin knows that. And I also think that he knows too that there are much simpler solutions to creating a closer relationship with Ukraine, in which they become a little bit more of a client state, the way they were briefly back in the last decade, and that would satisfy the Russians pretty completely. And the question is, can military forces used in a highly ceremonial form of war theater be the effective leverage that brings Washington to do something like, say, sacrifice a president who's shown himself to be obdurate and ineffective and also a liability for the U.S. in many ways, not a very democratic sort of guy, and not necessarily the front man that U.S. would want. And Volodymyr Zelensky is not a good client for the U.S., and the U.S. merely has to offer him up to Mr. Putin, and you could have potentially some sort of solution. And that would lead us, ultimately, if the situation works its way through, to an outcome where effectively Mr. Putin has used this ceremonial strategy of using the military just short of battle to achieve a strategic situation, much as Herr Hitler did in the 1930s, say at Munich or the Rhineland, where military force becomes the element that essentially brings the other side to some form of accommodation. Now here, there cannot be obvious accommodation a la Munich because of all of the resonance of surrender and embrace of evil that Munich represents. But a subterranean or sub rosa accommodation to Putin involving the removal somehow magically of Mr. Zelensky, that might actually just open things up. In other words, we're at a point now, if Putin is sophisticated enough to conduct this theater of war without war, then we're going to have to be sophisticated enough to accommodate him without appearing that we have accommodated him. So maybe that explains the kind of rhetorical stance that the White House has been taking.
Germanicus, can we agree that there was nothing noble or admirable about those 16 and 17-year-olds standing up in April of 45 to the onslaught of 21st Army Group? It was foolishness, it was reckless, and blame their leadership. I wonder if we could say the same thing about Ukraine in about a year's time. Germanicus and I are going on to the theater. Too much speaking about nuclear forces being exercised in Moscow. We need some laughs. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.